Hi everyone, here is Ricardo Vargas and this is the 5 Minutes Podcast. Today I want to talk about something very common in organizations, maybe too common. There is a project that is officially green, the dashboard is green, the schedule is green, the KPIs are all green, but at the same time everyone is worried. The team is exhausted, important decisions are delayed, deliverables are start slipping silently, meetings are becoming tense, and there is a collective feeling that something is not going well. Something is wrong. Some organizations even have a name for this. They call it a watermelon project. Green on the outside, red on the inside. And the interesting part is that this is usually do not happen because people want to lie. Most of the time, it happens because of fear. Fear of escalating problems too early. Fear of looking incompetent. Fear of disappointing the sponsor. Or simply because the organizational culture punishes bad news. In many companies, red no longer means transparency. Red becomes a symbol of personal failure. And then the dashboard theater start to unfold. The schedule remains green because we will recover it later. The budget stays green because scope was quietly reduced. Risks are marked as mitigated, even though nobody actually solved them. And the longer this continues, the more dangerous the project becomes, because problems rarely explode overnight. Usually, they grow silently while everyone pretends things are still under control. I have seen projects where people work at nights and weekends just to keep that dashboard green. And this is extremely dangerous because the indicator stops representing reality. It starts representing the narrative people want to show. And there is an important point here. Dashboards are not neutral. They reflect the culture, the incentives, the political pressure, and human behavior. In some organizations, dashboards exist to create transparency. In others, they exist to protect people. And that completely changes the dynamic of project management. In my opinion, the most dangerous projects are not the red ones. The most dangerous ones are the ones that are artificially green. Because when a project turns red early, there is still time to act. There is still time to mobilize support. There is time to correct the course. But when problems stay hidden for months, the costs grow exponentially. Healthy projects are not projects without problems. Healthy projects are projects where people feel safe enough to tell the truth early. The best leaders I have met are not the ones demanding perfection. They are the ones creating an environment where teams could discuss problems without fear. Because projects usually do not fail when problems appear. They fail when problems stop being discussed. Let's think about that. I hope you enjoyed this episode and see you next week with another 5 Minutes Podcast.